cold calling is dead. What does Steve Schiffman say to that?
It isn't dead, because you have to start to call somebody. In other words, let's just make the assumption that somebody's interested in your product, your service. What are you going to do? Sit there and wait? Or are you going to pick up the phone? And in picking up the phone, you're going to get an objection. See, the key to everything is handling the objection, handling what they say to you. And I'll just give you a tip so that everybody can get this. Never in sales say the word okay. And I'll give you an example. People call up and the person says, see, I'm really busy, you have to call me back. Oh, okay, bingo, your phone is dead. People call up and say, listen, I'm too busy, you know, call me in 6 months. Oh, okay, can't do that. You can no longer say the word okay. And we teach you in that book how to derail the conversation, how to stop them from continuing to say no, 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 and to say, oh. And then you say, what about Tuesday? And they go, yes. And in that way, we get the appointment. We literally teach it step by step.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, Eric Silverman here with another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That's hashtag for Rockstars Rockin', and I'm with a rock star of all rock stars. This guy has changed my business, sales, and marketing life, and I'm going to tell you more about it in just a second. Let me introduce you to Steve Schiffman out of New York. Welcome, Steve.
Eric, thank you very much, and I really enjoy the opportunity to be with you today.
Oh, man, the feeling is more than mutual, I promise. So, guys, for those who don't know Steve is an international bestseller author, speaker, coach, trainer, mentor, my goodness, you name it, he does it, particularly in this game of sales, marketing, and leadership, management, etc. And he is the author of 71 books. You heard that right, 71 books. And the reason I'm talking to him today is it's one specific book I've read. I haven't read 71 books. I've read a number of the books. And of those books, the one that has really changed my business life, I've literally given away hundreds of copies to my sales agents back in my old days. As a lot of you may know, I call myself a recovering carrier rep. So back in my management carrier days, I would give this book away like clockwork. So this book is called Cold Calling Techniques That Really Work. Cold Calling Techniques That Really Work. I still have an entire stack, and there's more on the other side of the room. I still have an entire stack to give away. So if anybody wants one, let me know. Steve, can you tell us the genesis of cold calling techniques that really work and how that kind of, what the brainchild behind that was?
Yes. When I started my business a number of years ago, I could not find a way to make cold calls. To be honest with you, I called people up, they hung up on me. I called people up, they hung up on me. I called people up, they hung up on me. And I sat there one day, and what I did was, with my wife, literally, we did this, we tape recorded every single call I made. And we sat there, and at the end of the day, we listened to the conversations over and over and over and over again. And then one day, I realized that everybody that you call basically says the same thing. They're not interested, they're too busy, call me back in 6 months, whatever they would say. And there had to be a way to turn that around. And once I found that, once I came across that one simple phrase, all of a sudden everything changed, because I was now able to set appointments. And that became the genesis of my business, that we were in business for 30 years. We had over 20 reps, 12 trainers around the world. And that was an incredible insight that led to other books. But that book is still selling to this day. Redone, edited differently, but it's the same basic book, same way of turning objections around, which is the key to selling.
Absolutely. Listen, you know, I want to hear your input on this, but I used to tell folks all the time that it's not, you know, I have my sales agents tell me, well, Eric, I don't cold call. I don't like to cold call. I'm not going to make cold calls. And they would literally think that I'm trying to teach them how to cold call per se. But again, sales is mental. So I had to convince them that it wasn't about cold calling, because in my opinion, because I do it, I've used it. This book, you could slash the word cold from the cover and it could be called warm techniques that really
work. That's right. It really doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, eventually, I don't care who you are, you've got to pick up the phone and eventually you got to get an appointment. So you want to say warm calls, hot calls, people you know calls, doesn't make any difference. The word cold calls, we put that there and people bought that book. That book sold out in the first 4 weeks and has continued to do so. But the cold calling is the scariest part for most salespeople. And so that title kind of worked.
Oh, 100%. I would tell my folks all the time, look, if the book was called Warm Techniques That Really Work, you wouldn't buy it because nobody gets scared about that. That's so, right. I mean, at this point, I mean, geez, this copy is one of the older copies. It says over 1 million copies sold. You've got to be well over 1 million at this point.
Oh, yeah. And it's in different languages. It's in 43 different countries, languages. And I get calls from Russia and Poland and UK. I mean, it's amazing where that book actually goes.
So let me ask you this, was of the 71 books, was this one of the first books or?
It was the first book, the very first book. And then I started writing books, and kept going. So there's a variety of titles, 25 Mistakes, 25 Habits, there's all kinds of different things. But that book still is the mainstay, the backbone of selling today. It has to be, because without picking up the phone, you're not going to get an appointment with anybody.
So what do you say, because I'm sure you've heard it, right? Particularly, it's all over social media of late over the last many years. People who literally, quote-unquote, influencers out there saying, cold calling is dead. What does Steve Schiffman say to that?
It isn't dead, because you have to start to call somebody. In other words, let's just make the assumption that somebody's interested in your product, your service. What are you going to do, sit there and wait? Well, you can pick up the phone, and in picking up the phone, you're going to get an objection. See, the key to everything is handling the objection, handling what they say to you. And I'll just give you a tip so that everybody can get this. Never in sales say the word okay. And I'll give you an example. People call up and the person says, see, I'm really busy. You have to call me back. Oh, okay. Bingo. Your phone is dead. People call up and say, listen, I'm too busy. You know, call me in 6 months. Oh, okay. Can't do that. You can no longer say the word okay. And we teach you in that book how to derail the conversation, how to stop them from continuing to say no, 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 and to say, oh. And then you say, what about Tuesday? And they go, yes. And in that way, we get the appointment. We literally teach it step by step.
So would you agree that, because I use them. Heck, no, I cold called you. I just did it through a message, right? Would you agree that these techniques, if and when needed, can be used through email or text or direct message in some capacity?
Oh, yeah, there are all kinds of things you can do with it. But I think the bottom line is, and being realistic about it, there is nothing, now, of course, we live in a weird time right now, but there's nothing better than a handshake. There's nothing better than it. I mean, virtual is fine. I can give you all the reasons to do it. But ultimately, you shake somebody's hand, you have a rapport. We also talk about how to separate yourself out from everybody else. You see, everybody's selling a commodity. I don't care what you sell. You're selling a pencil. You're selling a commodity. Sure. So how do you separate yourself out from everybody else who is selling a pencil, a commodity? Most people don't know how to do that. They think wearing a funny hat is going to do it. It isn't. It isn't what works.
Right. So what's something that you're doing of late in the year 2020 and beyond? Because hopefully folks might watch this in the future as well. What's something that you're doing that they could benefit from, where they could get tremendous value other than going and buying all your books, particularly this one?
You know, I still do. I still do big programs. I do with some of the biggest people around, but my favorite thing right now is doing virtual coaching. I have about 20 people that I work with every week, and I coach them on how to succeed. And we go through a step-by-step process that really shows them not only how to make an appointment, not only how to get in the door, but what do you do when you get there? How do you open the conversation? How do you create the rapport that everybody talks about, but nobody knows how to do? And those are the things that we really teach people to do. And how to close a sale, which is so easy. But everybody's made it so complicated. You know, all those sales techniques, 1950, 1960, 1970, made selling so difficult, and it isn't.
Sure, sure. So you have, so the individual coaching, right?
Right, right.
Obviously, public speaking is a little bit on hold for now.
Because of that, yeah, right.
But can folks, could somebody hire you to do a virtual webinar, if you will, like a virtual?
Oh, sure. We do that. We do that with 50, 60 people sometimes now. And they can reach us. They can go on the internet, our website, at Schiffman at steveschiffman.com, and email me, and we'll work it out. We really want to help salespeople. I've been doing it a long time. I know a lot about businesses. I've worked with 9,000 different organizations around the world. So I really know when somebody says to me, I'm in the concrete business, believe it or not, I know that business. If you tell me you're in the pencil business, I probably know that business too.
Wow. So what, real quick, what's something folks might not know about you, particularly from your background before you were an author and speaker?
I actually created everything that we write about. In other words, it wasn't that I took somebody else's ideas and said, okay, let's make that work. I didn't do that. I actually sat down and wrote out everything. So if you read 25 Sales Mistakes, those are real mistakes that I've seen. Read 25 Sales Habits, those are real habits that will help you increase your sales. So everything is tested. Everything works because they're real. They're not make-believe. You know, we took a book when I was in business a long time ago. We took one of the books. I won't give you the name. And we analyzed it, and we found there was one paragraph that actually related to sales. One paragraph. That's not what we do.
And it was a sales book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A big sales book. One paragraph.
Wow.
One paragraph.
That's insane. That's
yes.
Crazy.
But that those books now, our books do something else. They teach.
There you go. So before we wrap up, we're wrapping up here. Let me ask you an important question. I'm a bit huge baseball fan, big Baltimore Orioles fan, but I truly just love the game in general. I respect all the greatest stars in any team. You're in New York, so Yankees or Mets?
A little bit of both. You know, I grew up with the Mets. So, you know, I'm young enough to remember when they started. I can tell you a story how I gave away the winning ticket for the World Series.
Oh,
I
won't tell you
that because my kids will kill me. I won't tell you that story. But yeah, it's the Mets. It's the Mets because they've been struggling, and they always will struggle. Probably for a lifetime they'll struggle. That's okay.
The Mets. Well, I tell you what, the Orioles, no struggle. Trust me, the Orioles, no struggle. So listen, real quick, before we wrap up, tell everybody who's watching how they could reach you, where they can find you.
Easiest way, go on the website, www.steveschiffman.com, or email sschiffman@steveschiffman.com. Easy stuff. And look, there's telephone numbers, there's all kinds of ways to reach me. And I get back to you immediately. It is like 48 hours later. I call you that day.
I can attest to that. I message you on LinkedIn as my preferred social media platform of choice. And we've talked over the years, whether you remember or not, just with little things. But when I messaged you about this, you were quick and on the ball. And I appreciate that. I'm excited
for
my audience, if they don't already know you, for them to know you.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. So listen, before we let you go, before I let everybody go, if you have a question for me or you have a question for Steve, feel free to leave a comment in the comment section below on any various social platform that you're watching or listening to this on. Also, if you have a comment or a thought, please, I'm always looking to learn. I certainly am not perfect. My wife will attest. And then finally, as I always say, don't just have a great week. Make it a great week, because I know we will. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rock Stars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rock Stars, keep rocking.